Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. It's your boy Muiwa Lagos. This is the episode before the new year, and I have an interesting guest in the house. My guest is Yusuf Onabekun. Yusuf is a Facebook ad expert. Yusuf has been an OG when it comes to the game of digital marketing, which is why I decided to bring him, you know, into the podcast, you know, to share his experience with us. Yusuf is a and all Facebook ads experts, and I will be having an interesting conversation with Yusuf on the podcast today. Hi, Yusuf, can you hear me?
This is rounding up 2022.
Yeah, this is on podcast. Is I don't like saying the dates because even in 2025, come and watch this. Listen to this episode and it's going to make sense to that person.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Timeless content, you understand, all evergreen content, but it's fine. Yeah, so Yusuf, tried to do a video edition earlier today.
Very bad, and so this is
made us switch to audio. The same, you know, good to have you. Yeah. So Yusuf, can you take us back? How did you get into digital marketing? How doing this? Just give us like the
possible
story of how we met, because we've been friends for like maybe 8 years.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so you know, but I have an idea.
Yeah, that's true.
How did you get it?
Good, Mr. Muiwa.
Muiwa, what is Mr. Muiwa?
Muiwa of Lagos. Yeah.
We shouldn't say Muiwa. We should be calling Muiwa of Lagos now.
I feel you. Of course.
Yeah, I think, professionally, I started Facebook advert 20. But unprofessionally, you see, testing the water, been as in. Since I've known online, I've been, even from when Facebook first came around, I don't understand what the platform is. We registered, we're just playing around on it. And way before that, my determination that I'm going to make this online work for me, because I'm of the philosophy that if someone should write a course, do record it, say something about anything on,
I can also do it, because you understand, because there's a mindset that you need to have online.
Nobody's going to, I would say, no HR to neck and stuff. No. You have to be the one that motivates yourself. You understand? Now it's even very, very easy to get online. Unlike back then, you have to shovel the cost of internet. We still have no lights now.
Yeah.
But the internet cost has really reduced drastically. Generator and Exactly. I remember,
I'll say a big shout out to
Mr. Jide Ogunsoya, because I believe we met through Bloggers Lab when we were doing blogging. Before we now did there was a guest that came into Nigeria then that Mr. Jide hosted us at Yaba side.
That building is beside the hotel that ends the office today. It's on Burial Street, Yaba, beside
And I remember that. I remember that. Even funny enough, back then, I just joined Bloggers Lab. It's not that I really even understand the OT that was going on, but you know the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Thing is,
you can make a living with this thing and stuff like that. It was really,
mm-hmm.
it really fascinated me that.
Grew up with
the fact that our parents will say, after you've done some 4-year degree, also
get a job, marry your wife.
Exactly. And all of it,
yeah.
Whereby the only thing you need is good intern,
mm-hmm.
and
you just
in your own corner
mm-hmm.
and be making money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, but back then it was not a no. Because
it was very new to our parents. They did not understand.
Even it was new to us because you know it's key to be curious.
Yeah.
But the curiosity whereby
mm-hmm.
I remembered the first advert I did. then
mm-hmm.
still allowing Nigerians and to register. I registered on Click. It's not that I bought a course or something. I can use ours on YouTube, search Google to get an idea of something. So I saw how I just grabbed ClickBank. Yes, this is my first product. I've never
product
on.
And the person explained
that if you want to run affiliate marketing, just grab the links.
Mm-hmm.
In the link and
the line. Remember mm-hmm. that it was easy.
Facebook card,
you can
easily use your
ATM. Unlike now that we can't use our ATM to pay.
So
I just put it in, I do setting, I just click publish. This thing is running. I just, you know, I went to sleep. I was like, let's see what the second day I just woke up, I just saw $5. $5. So Facebook is simple like this. Then Facebook is easy. All these analytics we are now talking humble jumping now. You just to plug
mm-hmm.
it and play.
Mm-hmm.
Get into a play because Facebook wants money.
of course.
I did that, I was thrilled, mm-hmm. and I remember that. I think I spent like $10 or $7, and I made $25. Before I now stop the advert, because then till now there was no way to collect your money from ClickBank. So I was $1. Exactly. So I told a friend then, he's not familiar with this thing, and based on the
stuff that Nigeria are very, you know, our people. So the guy was
like very skeptic. Even mm-hmm. I was trying to explain to him that it is like. So the moment I convinced, I just stopped that. You understand? But now we seem to have alternatives to ClickBank, various solid alternatives. So, So one of the things there is high cost of. You can use 200 naira to buy internet. Like back then, I remember Glow was like 12,000 for 12,500. I can't forget for like 20. And before you open one or two pages, I send you that your data has finished. but now, exactly. See, when I see people want to try and complain now, I'll be like, you know, because I remember then in bloggers lab blogger.com, people will register. It was not easy to even get a domain then. It was not easy to buy an hosting. You need to use VCC
and
was when you'll be looking for people that can help you to buy VCC, to buy Liberty Reserve.
Mr.
Let me they talk. I'm just like, man,
It's good that these stories are told so that people would know this. But everybody's saying, but they know that the people that started this.
Seriously.
Hell.
Seriously.
To make it easy.
When I hear some stories now, I'm like, just they thank your stars, because I remember then then I've forgotten her name. She was also Adayaba sitting, very tall lady. I think she got married like 2 years after Jide did. I've forgotten her name She. Michelle, you're very correct. One thing Mr. Jide did not understand was, probably you understood, Sha. But one thing I grabbed from that gathering, which we hardly have now, because most people that are doing gathering are either doing it to benefit financially, to throw hype. Mm-hmm. Like Mr. Jide really did that gathering for the sake of the guy, because somebody wants to make money or something.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Now everybody just wants to make money. Nobody is trying to do things they really want to do.
Help
it. So exactly. So that's the reason why now, change internet has evolved. I feel like now we have so many than even the information they are marketing. You understand? Because no, seriously, because I do tell my friends, those that I regard Nigerian internet marketing, they are not up to 10, because we know that the people that are the real have been in the game and not somebody that just plenty money or because
OGs of Nigerian internet marketing.
Okay. Let me. I might not be able to mention Tim. Let's try, Sha. Doctor. Mr.
Tonio Jagwe said.
Meso.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Father,
Mr. Kenlabi, because
honorable.
That's like the honorable.
It's like the first generation. Kenlabi.
Yeah, it's like let's just say the godfather of internet marketing. There's no.
Yes.
About it, because funny enough,
Mr. Kenlabi came in, he was the one that now guided Mr. Ronald, Mr. Osho. So those are like before we now have Mr. Adetunji, Laide Alim, Shehu Gundele, Patrick Ogidi. You understand? That's another generation. We now have the likes of Genga, Akinwole. You know, out of this series too, we started having Ife Mirren and this other lady. I've forgotten her name again. Maureen. I think Joe Okoro, because that's a very popular name that doesn't have.
I don't know Joe Okoro, but I think I know his name. But I don't know
exactly. So when we now look at that, we can now start looking at Jide Ogunsoya, me, you, Olumuiwa, and downwards like that. Everybody started, because up to today I can easily walk up to those that I listed above, say my name, and they'll be like, that's the familiarity that is there now that was there back then, because the community was very, very tight. You understand? Yeah. There is no
community was tight. There was lots of information sharing. Everybody cared about each other.
Exactly.
I'm producing the results. As I'm producing the result,
you two should be doing your own.
You should be doing it. You know, there
exactly.
was no competition. It was all about let's grow together. Yes.
Exactly. Yes. So that's one thing. That's one thing. When I look at the new one, which is the crypto, I find it weird that and there have been so much unnecessary, to be sincere, it's really unnecessary because the crypto is not even yet fully grounded. The government is fighting, there is now infighting. I'm bigger than you, I'm the first one that bring it. Nobody cares. Coco is let's Nobody. Make impact.
Yes.
You understand? Right, when they exactly like to this moment when I see some adverts of internet marketers and the likes, before you can convince me to take you or to like look into you or to like say come and guide me, I know that those that I've mentioned earlier already have something like that or something of that nature that I can easily reach out to. Now back then there was not even demarcation. Everybody was internet marketer. Either you're a blogger, either you're a everybody was regarded as an internet marketer. But now there's not a blogger. Oh, I'm a crypto person. Oh, I'm a this. And I'm like, everybody's an internet marketer. As in that name, that adage is an internet marketer. You understand?
Yeah.
Now started breaking it down based on how expansion happened. You are into digital marketing. Digital marketing is even also broken down into further stuffs again. Even though we don't really know that again. Yeah. So means that when you see the results of those I mentioned earlier, you might not be where you want to be, but it keeps giving you the ginger. That this thing is possible. You understand? And that as long as you know that these people have made it online, definitely you can also make it online by yourself. Just basically how, you know, like I said earlier, the old field. Exactly. So these ones that are coming now, they are meant to like solidify the foundation, but instead of that, everybody's like, I want to be the first. And I'm like, we don't really need this currently, bro.
The field has been democratized. Like anybody can wake up and enter the field of internet marketing, online marketing. So the problem now is there's too much information and too many confusing. So this one is telling you this today. This one is telling you this tomorrow.
Yeah, I think in regard of that, it's not
it just gets confusing. They don't know.
Yeah.
What to do next, because they are following this coach. Everybody's now a coach. Coach this, coach that, coach this.
it's kind of like back then we said we did not have plenty of information. Now much information, but one thing I advise people is, it took me a while to understand this phrase that. There is no aspect you want to do in online space marketing that will not make you. It might just be the time frame might just be. But the problem we have is the fact that if you say, I'm making millions from podcasts, everybody wants to do podcasts, everybody rush. Millions from Facebook. So we kind of don't have focus.
There's nothing you can do.
There's no result, actually.
But, what Exactly. You kind of are frustrated because you know you are working.
How are these people making it and the likes? And you'll be like, so I'm doing my own now. What's happening? All those kind of stuff. So these are the things that I think the coaches refuse to address. It's not like this one is better than this one. Like in Facebook, when it comes to Facebook now, there is some people be like, but Google Ads is better. And I'll be like, just start with one. When you start with one and you are getting results from one, you know that, okay, you're very good indeed to this market. Probably if you now want to spread your tentacles, then you start with the other one. It's not a matter of one is better than one. The key thing is do the one that would give you the results you want. And what is the result? Good life, get result for your clients, get result for yourself. You understand? I know someone that I've never run adverts. The only way they get their stuff is through content marketing using SEO. It has been working for them. That kind of person now, if they post today, they will tell you that SEO is like the god. And to them, SEO is god. Yeah. Me, I've been running adverts from 2013. I tell you that Facebook is god. You understand? I have another colleague. He's an expert in Google Ads. You can't convince him. God. Just various like that. You understand? I remember then when Facebook included chatbots in their stuff.
Yeah.
Next big thing. This next big thing. And what happened? Facebook just removed shock from everybody's leg and bring us back to reality that this is the next big thing. Oh, yeah, you need to be paying to use this thing now. Because when it first came, it was free. You can have 1 million subscribers in your chatbot. But now, Chatfuel is charging. ManyChat is charging you. Even if you want to run advert for chat, Facebook will charge you. So, so you know that kind of thing. Now, if you don't have focus, you'll be like, where do I want to start from? Exactly. So one of the key to
now is to answer the fact that
it's over info. Key things we have now is most people don't have people they look up to in the game. You understand?
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. Everybody just know that okay, this is doing this. I like this guy. Let me listen to what he's saying. This one is doing this. I like this guy. Let me listen to what he's saying. One of the key things, one of the key things that time is you need to pick one field and be like the go-to person in that field. Like if they say anything about that field, they know that just the same way I decided to consider Facebook at person. If you ask me any other thing, I might have an idea with that man expert in that place. You understand? So most has to do with the fact that people refuse to pick a niche or in markets and just focus on those.
That's
so what you're talking to.
Sorry about that. And now it's more confusing than way back. So way back, you say, okay, let me go and meet Mr. Akin Labi. Let me do what he's doing. Let me go and meet Mr. Tony. Let me do what he's doing. Or Ronald, you understand? But now, we, as in a day, If you check your Facebook, your Twitter, business concept, business ideas, and you'll be like, who do I go and meet? You understand? And people don't realize that most of people that drop stuff online automatically doesn't mean that they are walking the walk, or doesn't mean that the results that they are giving you. That's the reason why it is. Are you sure? So wrong information are really out there, and those that are into the wrong information seems to know how to shout.
True. So, there's something they say that the people who are they said the people who are, sorry to use this language, the people who are most foolish are the ones who are bold enough to shout. And
No,
they are the ones that attract the attention of people.
Exactly. Which is what I think that supports the adage of fool's paradise. A fool will soon part it with money, because those that are smart will just come with one nonsense and be selling. Mm-hmm. I remember back then there was various terms that now they've even rebranded. I remember, you remember there was a term back then they call it the turnkey business, whereby you just buy a website, you just plug it into your web host, and you just have a website coming with video writers, and I'll be like, the major key, those are part of where I now realize that there's nothing you want to do online. Marketing is missed. If you like, have the best concept, there's really nothing. Those are part of the things that I just sat down and decided that let me just focus on Facebook adverts. Because as long as businesses are coming, as long as there is sales going to happen, definitely you still need somebody to
for you.
It's, you understand? Now, so those are the things that made me decide on that.
So now you see, you've dropped plenty bombs.
You've dropped plenty for them.
Yes, it's true. So from your experience in the game now, over maybe more than 10 years that you've been in this online marketing game, you decided to niche down to Facebook ads alone. Now, what
are the areas
that people need Facebook ads for, from what you have seen, especially for Nigerians? Let's not even talk globally now. Let's talk for Nigerians.
Okay.
So for Nigerians, what do you need Facebook ads for? Yeah.
Actually, I can say every business needs Facebook ads, because what made me to reach this decision? I think 3-4 years back, I did an advert for a business. Guess which business? I don't know. I'm good with guessing. Just guess which business. I did an advert for somebody that is selling meats. So, funny enough, I've never run an advert for a meat seller before, but she said she's into this. The first business she was doing was teaching people how to do soap. So we did an advert for a soap making class, and it was massive. Like, even up to today, without running advert, people are still commenting on that advert. I remember the advert is like 2016 or 2017. Anytime I go to that page, people will still comment on. Like, that's like 3 or 4 years, which is today.
Wow.
Because the advert really did go viral. Like, either we do advert or we not do adverts, it went viral. Thousands of messages, thousands of shares, thousands of likes and the likes. Now, selling meat. And I'm like, I've never, that's one thing about me. I wouldn't try to hype myself because I wanted to give me a job to do. If I don't know, if I've never done for a niche, I've never done for this. I told her,
let's try it now. Should we go for this? I'm like, okay.
And if I tell you that till today, she still runs advert for her meat business, which is focused on Instagram. Now, if somebody that is selling meats can be running adverts and be getting people to pay and buy, yes, any business that is a local or
indigenous as meat seller.
Because if you want to buy meat, you have to look at the meat. You have to weigh your meat. Is it fresh meat? You understand? That's the reason why we go to the market. But you can see an advert of a meat seller online. This is not processed. This is not heist. Like, they queue freshly. They send to you. You get your stuff. That can do that. I don't see a business that cannot run advert. Every business in Nigeria, no matter how ridiculous it might sound to you. Now, as I'm explaining this now, the next business that came to my head was like, let's use example of those metal scrap. How will I call them? That melts doors and the likes together. Now, I can decide to create a series of those in my shop, snap them, upload them, and write some good write-ups, 5K advert inside, and tell people that these are the doors I've made. I can deliver to you. These are the quality. We can do a video recording to see the quality. You know, you started running your advert on, you've started selling iron door on Facebook.
Door. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, but the problem we have is, just like we said, there are so many noise in the market. So, so many businesses need more convincing. Now, the issue about the more convincing is those that can really do the business, or those that can really run Facebook adverts, that don't have convincing business up and down their business. Now, they now leave the market half-baked or not really good Facebook ad experts that might not give, and the next Facebook is not working for me. Do you understand?
I feel it.
That it's not making any money yet. Business, he said, okay, give me 50 naira, let me
in a month.
And you did advert for them in a month, and they could not make at least 50k from the adverts, which is even meant to be more. Now tell me how they will feel gingered again to want to keep going with you.
Of course.
You understand? And the experts would, aside the fact that they don't have time, the businesses are not really ready for the expertise services. Is it that they say it's too expensive, it's too this, it's too that? Before COVID, I was handling a big time shoe retail campaign. Lagos Island, and before handling their adverts, I always think that the product you can sell online was like 10,000 or 20,000. When I handled their campaign for a good 2 years, the minimum product they were selling was like 34,000. It was like 100k. In this same Nigeria. Currently, it's up to like 3 shoe companies adverts, and the minimum for the shoes are 50,000. Bye bye.
Wow.
Oh, that says a whole lot. Now, there is a group I am. They come, they will tell you that don't load your Facebook ad account. Facebook at 12 a.m. and I'm like, who taught these people Facebook ad that they will be telling them load 12 a.m. load 4 a.m. Okay, if 4 a.m. and me, I'm running 24/7, my heart does not sleep. So you think when you load 12 and 4 a.m. your heart will get to the results that my own heart that is not sleeping is going to get?
It can't be the same.
The momentum, the shares, the vibes, the everything.
The eyeballs.
Now, exactly. So which says a whole lot. That's the reason why when you reached out to me that you want me to talk, I'm like, man, this country now.
Yeah.
I see some campaigns and I'm like, are you guys for real?
Are you playing?
Exactly. You want to... I know some people that adverts, they will just say, okay, let's see 5,000, let's see 10,000. And somebody will be teaching you adverts, will be teaching you Facebook and say, you can test with 5 naira, you can test with 500 naira, you can test with 1,000 naira. You can't get the results because what Facebook will give you will not look like results, even though that market you want to run adverts for is a very good one.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. Because Facebook will be like, this one is not, I don't have time for you. No, you understand?
So what budget do they advise that people have when they want to run Facebook ads?
Especially actually,
for new businesses.
Now, to answer this question, the first thing I always ask someone is, how much will they pay to rent an office space or to rent a shop for their people see Facebook ad as last resorts, just to buy the site, which is meant to be the before you. Now, you ask me a question that how much will I suggest? I'll give you a fixed price, but I can give you a range. I suggest try to at least have like 50 to 100 for any business. Now, why am I saying this? It's because if you as a business can go as much as, okay, you bought a product of 100,000. Anybody that has any product lower than 100,000 for now, they should just be posting free on Facebook and be engaging. Let's just be sincere. It's not that if you do a 20,000 naira advert, you will not make money.
Yeah.
Or if you do a 5,000 naira advert, you will not make money. But there's nothing, it is more frustrating whereby you put in 5K, you make money, and you stop making money. The money you made, you now put it, you do not make any money.
True.
It's kind of very, it's more frustrating like that. Before, when I started, I really wanted to help so many businesses. But one thing I've come to realize about trying to help people is they don't even understand that you are just helping them. They feel like you want to cheat.
You want to take their money.
Exactly.
I get that.
And this money, either you use it for Facebook ad or not, you will still spend it.
Yeah, true.
You understand?
Very true.
Minimally, I think between the range of 50 to 100 is an ideal. Even that 50 is like very, very, very limited, because you can't try out stores, and it's not immediately an advert for a business picking up.
Very
to test out so many things, because the way your campaign will react is different from the way my campaign will react, even though we are in the same market. You understand? So exactly. So let's say shop ABC, we are all selling spoons, and we decide to use 50,000 naira for the same campaign, for the same dish. Facebook would definitely not show all our adverts to the same set of audience.
Of course.
And when they don't show it to the same set of audience, the reaction is going to be different, which leads to different results. You understand? So that's the reason why small businesses, and they come, they'll be like, kid, 20,000. Now, because I'll be like, okay, if you do advert of 20,000 and 30,000, you'll be like, if you don't give me any results. You understand? Our people now. Exactly. Yeah. And this is the same business that when you ask them how much they use in getting goods, if you're 500,000, 200,000, and you want to sell
30K.
Run. I said 50k is me now. You know, I'm not bringing 50k to run. I don't know. You see that,
time at all.
Exactly. Because if you can use 200, 500 to buy goods, even squeezing 80k, even if you don't have money. Exactly. So by the time you make like 3-4 sales, you've seen the money for the rent of the shop. The next followings, because this is one thing I always let people understand. A particular money for an advert. How many sales will you need to make to get
even break even?
Let's say, bro, How many sales will you need to make to break even? You understand? Mm-hmm. So the first thing we want to achieve is for you to even break even before you start making profits. Because if you don't break even, you will not be ginger to say, let me continue.
Of course, you want to invest.
But somebody will give you exactly. But somebody will bring money on by Friday if they are not selling. Make sure the advert is running. See, sometimes when you see some message, you just be like, move your money out of Facebook. I just give you now, like, just take your money, just be great. You understand? So these are some of the things, because one of the key things I wish businesses can do is to learn. Even though you will not run the advert by yourself, learn the platform you want to run.
How it works.
If you want to use Facebook, exactly, have an idea of how it works. If you want to use,
yeah,
an idea of how it works. You understand? So these are these so are YouTube, the reasons.
So I want to take something out of what you said before. So what you advise business owners is that they should sell high ticket products. That is only how they will become profitable with ads, right?
I wouldn't, if I do like that, I'm removing those that in their businesses. I wouldn't say only high ticket products, but it is more rewarding to sell high ticket products. You understand? Like currently now, we have a product. I'm running an advert for someone that is just selling a product for 3.5.
Yeah.
But the clause is, it's a digital product just created once. You understand? Now, if an advert for a earbud for 3.5, you are selling the earbud. I don't know how much you got the earbud. You took instance that you need to make some sales to do this. Willing to spend to make 3.5. You know, earbud is different from a digital product. Digital products are created once. But earbud, when you need to go back and restock. You understand?
The process again.
The key thing is, how much are you willing to spend to sell one earbud? That face, when you look at that question, I believe it's going to answer the question of, because high ticket to some people can be 10,000, and high ticket to some people can be 50,000. So if I go and say high ticket now, people be like, he said high ticket. No, it's only high ticket that can run. You understand? So the key thing there is, how much are you willing to spend to make one sales? You understand? You open a shop. You open maybe like 8 a.m. in the morning. You close like 8 p.m. in the evening. I think that's for 10 hours. You understand? Some days you will sell. Some days you will not sell. You understand? Now, the days you did not sell, you spent money when you were going.
Yeah, true.
Back and forth. You understand? The day you sold, you also spend money back and forth. In a week, maybe you make 3 sales in 5 days.
Yeah.
If you look at the money you made and the cost of coming down to your shop, is it worth it for you to keep still going to the shop? This is just the same thing online too. For 1 week, how much will I spend? How much sales am I expecting? 5,000 naira now, and say you want to make 5 million. I don't know if you understand. Exactly. It's different from somebody that will drop 50,000 naira. It will be somebody that will drop 500,000 naira. But if all of us come on Facebook, we'll tell you that we all made sales.
Yeah, of course. Just the amount of sales. So you're saying that the sales you make, is directly proportional to the budget you put.
Funny enough, I even want to say directly proportional, I think it's too biased, because by the time your sales pick up, you don't even remember that it's a small amount or it's a big amount you're using to advertise. You understand?
It's starting.
The thing is the starting. And Facebook, they said so. They said they will. They want people that can keep running adverts. Start advert on Monday, you stop on Tuesday, you continue on Wednesday. It confused the algorithm. In Nigeria now, our sales might not be consistent, but that's where your sales funnel comes in place. So how do you keep, even if you don't have stock, doesn't mean that you should stop your adverts. I don't know if you understand that aspect for business too. Even if there's no stock, you need to have a funnel in play that there's stock or there's no stock. I want this advert to keep running. Because the more it keeps running, the more Facebook will be like, ah, this business is serious. That's why you see some people, they will now tell you that they are making sale, they are spending 500 naira to make one sales of like 50,000 naira. They don't just start that day and they go to that place. I've done adverts before. 200 naira per lead. I've done advert before that I got 90 naira per lead. You understand? So the difference is the budgets, how long, and what funnel do you have in play? In addition to businesses, most of them don't have funnels. They feel because they are physical business. They don't need all these big. If you are trying to explain, be like, this Oyinbo is too big. But if they are friend and say, ah, I'm on Facebook, they give me money, they just want to enter. Instead of saying friend,
ask me what the person has done.
Exactly. So your friend may have a very solid funnel, a good follow-up. Like, you understand, these are things that as a business, I feel like you should have in place. But an average Nigerian business doesn't have that.
All right. So Yusuf, let's say someone is listening to this podcast and they say, oh, Alice, how do I set up a funnel? Can you just give them the easy steps to creating a funnel?
Okay. They need to choose a platform first. Social media platform or their own personal websites. You understand? So I don't really encourage social media platforms because of how they can wake up one day and block your accounts, lock you out of your... So if you can have your platform, nowadays it's very cheap to host a website, to buy a domain. And you can easily just set up... When I see your advert now, I click on... A very good funnel, let's use Jumia, for example. You know, if you see Jumia adverts, if you click... They will prompt you to log into your account to continue to... to make orders, if you want to buy, that's their own funnel. That's an example of a very simple funnel. If you see, if you look at this, it, forwarding Gmail, sometimes this SMS message, that's like the easiest explanation of a funnel. Your funnel must be a means whereby you make sales only, you make contacts. You make contact by collecting their name, their email, their phone number. So you cannot work by it. Because the whole thing of this game is your, which is you want to build your own followers, you want to build your own tribes. They call it various names now, tribes, audience, niche. Let's give it various names. But the key thing is you want a dedicated fan. Which I have this new product though. Are you interested? But if you don't have that, every time you bring in new product, you go and run advert. You bring in new product, you go and run advert. The day maybe the products that you did yesterday is more rewarding than the product you did today. You'll be like, ah, this product will not make sense. And it might not be that the product will not make sense. It might just be that the second product will take a longer period for people to
with it.
You understand? So though that a proper funnel must involve you collecting names, numbers, like a proper funnel. You don't just say, let me just collect only names. Or you don't just say, let me just collect only phone numbers. Have the three. So by the time you need it, you won't have to go back into the market and say, it'd be like, say I collect something. I have colleagues that have thousands of emails, but I can tell you categorically that they don't even.
I feel
you. Understand?
So
you understand?
Yeah.
That's just it.
Yeah. So so the takeout will be, first thing, have a budget in relation to the amount of sales that you want to make, or in relation to
exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
So what is a good return on ad spend for businesses? How many times is a good return on ad spend? How many times profit is a good return on ad spend?
Okay. I think very good return on ad spend.
Okay. So 4 times
by 1. Times 4. So I want to make 20 naira.
Yeah. But some businesses might take longer to get there.
Yeah.
Some businesses might take longer to get there than the others. That's where your funnel comes in.
Yeah.
You understand? Because it's not just going to be one product that will give you. Sometimes it might be two products. And you can't be running. Sometimes you can't be running two adverts at the same time. It might be at the back end that the second aspect of your four times is going to happen. So that.
Through upsell.
Exactly. Exactly. That's where businesses in Nigeria miss it. They want to sell you a 100,000 naira product immediately you are seeing the advert. It doesn't work like that.
So you need to use the upsell model. So I think we should summarize the podcast.
All right.
Because it is getting long.
All right.
You know, get a that is commemorate with a good budget.
The sales.
The next thing is you should set up a funnel. Am I right, Yusuf?
Yes, definitely.
And then the third thing when you want to make profits is that you should have a back-end offer.
Right? God bless you. Exactly.
So good budget, lead generation, or, you know, sales funnel, and then have an upsell. You simplified it, actually, Yusuf.
Yeah,
you simplified it. So now, Yusuf, if people want to reach you, say, this guy must run my Facebook ad. So how do they reach you?
Actually, I have a www.me. Chesan is Chesan.me.
Yeah, I'm going to leave a link in the description so you can reach yourself if you want to. Yeah.
Yes. So they can easily just search for my name on Google as well. Yusuf Anobekun. They will see my various other from Facebook to YouTube that they can also link up with me. And they can.
Yeah, how about on Instagram? How do they reach you? Are you on Instagram? Or what other channels or platforms can they reach you on?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram.
Chesan_me
on Instagram as well. And on Facebook, you can just search for Yusuf Anobekun and my page will pop out. On YouTube, just search for Yusuf Anobekun. My channel will pop out as well. On LinkedIn, just search for Yusuf Anobekun as well. So virtually, just search up for Yusuf Anobekun on the Google, and it brings out my website, my channel,
Yusuf is everything. Everywhere.
Yeah. At least I need to walk the talk.
Yeah, that's good. So what do you think, one final podcast, I think is the trend right now?
It's in Nigeria.
Funny. The trend has always been the trend. Have a good offer, a good funnel, and a good follow-up. So how you now get those things done is now left for you. You can decide to follow with what has been in ground, or you can decide to test your water with the new boy in town, which is TikTok. You can decide, because the funniest thing is either you use the latest platform or you use the old platform.
Mm-hmm.
The key thing is those three stuffs I said: good offer, good funnel, good follow-ups or upsell. How you want to define, you understand? Those are just the, to me, those are the trend. That is the current trend. That will still be, it has nothing to do with the platform you are using. It has more to do with those three stuffs. So that's just it.
I've
gotten TikTok ads. I don't. For now, I'm focused on Facebook ads and Instagram ads. Yes.
So basically Facebook and Instagram ads.
Yes.
So it's been very exciting talking to you, Yusuf.
Thank you very much for having me, Mr. Mawa.
Yeah. Such a good time.
Conversation, it took me back to the old.
How we
I'm even surprised I still had those things inside my head. Cause
no, they don't go away. They stay. Yeah, good memories. Good memories don't fade away. They usually stay.
Yeah, that's true.
So we're looking at bringing Yusuf onto the podcast again. You know, sometime in the future, him to run ads for you.
On his website, special
Chesondo, on the on Google or anywhere. So I thank you so much, Yusuf.
I really appreciate it.
And I wish you
thank you very much as well.
A bigger, you know, bigger clients, bigger retainer.
Sure. We look forward to making much more impact. I really appreciate
all of
that.
All people that inspire me for you.
I'm looking for. I mean, because I'm safe, Jerry.
No. You guys, everybody has to inspire themselves. So,
Yes.
So, thank really you so much. It. We will talk again.
Guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Please like, subscribe, share, you know, keep the word going. If you have questions, you know, at the grind.club, and I'll be glad to, you know, respond to your questions. All right, guys, take care, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Bye.